Module 11, Developing a Workplace Harassment Policy. We have already established that every business needs a workplace harassment policy. Earlier modules addressed specific aspects of harassment policies. Now it is time to put together all of the lessons and identify everything that belongs in a workplace harassment policy. Scope and philosophy. A successful anti-harassment policy should have a broad scope. It needs to address all of the legal definitions of harassment, both on a federal and local level. The policy can be stricter than the minimum legal requirements to help avoid lawsuits in the future. The scope of anti-harassment policy should also identify who the policy affects. The policy needs to make it clear that the rules apply to current employees, former employees, contractors, and vendors. All policies need to uphold the philosophy of the organization. The mission statement and vision statement of the organization should be reflected in the policy. A workplace that operates without harassment and discrimination needs to be at the heart of a company. Addressing harassment in the business's philosophy and in a policy makes anti-harassment part of the company's culture. Principles. The scope and philosophy of an anti-harassment policy will help you craft the principles that will guide the policy. These principles outline the purpose of the policy and all those involved. Examples. Managers are responsible to prevent harassment. The company will take action in cases of harassment. The company will encourage a safe and respectful environment. All people will be treated with respect and dignity. Intent. The workplace harassment policy should acknowledge that not everyone has the intent to harass when incidents occur. The impact of certain behaviors, however, qualifies as harassment. In order to differentiate between intent and impact, the anti-harassment policy should define harassment and provide examples of harassing behavior. Options. Employees need to understand their options regarding how to handle workplace harassment. The policy governing harassment should explain the different options that employees have. There are both formal and informal options available to employees, and the severity of the complaint will help people determine the course of action to take. Dangerous or repetitive behavior will probably require a formal complaint. Informal complaint process. Employees are allowed to choose the complaint process that they want to handle the harassment with. There are several basic informal complaints processes. Direct process, also called self-help. This occurs when the individual confronts the harasser and asks him or her to stop. This will also work if the offended party sends an anonymous note. Indirect process. A manager can reiterate the harassment policy in a group with the offensive individual. Employee assistance. Many companies choose employee counseling services that advise employees in HR matters. The calls are kept confidential. Third party. An ombudsman works with a harassed employee to find a suitable solution. Formal investigation process. A formal complaint will result in an investigation, which we already covered. The complaint process should be clearly outlined in the harassment policy. Employees should know how to file a complaint and who will conduct the investigation. There should also be a timetable for the complaint process. For example, it is common for companies to appoint an investigator within 3 days of the complaint. The harassment policy also needs to address the issue of confidentiality and explain how complaints will be resolved. Case study. Randy needed to develop a workplace harassment policy for a paper distribution company. He focused on having it be broad in its scope so that it addresses all of the legal definitions of harassment. He also made it a bit stricter than the federal regulations so that the company could avoid future lawsuits. It was made clear that the rules apply to employees, both former and current, as well as contractors and vendors that are associated with the company. All the policies uphold the philosophy of the company and make sure that discrimination is not present in the company, leading to a more successful business and happier employees.